Hello, and welcome to part 3 in a series of recordings that I am calling Mind Prep. Today, you may call me Professor Mutt. In this series, we will prepare your mind with new skills and adjustments that make it easier for you to get totally mind-fucked. Whether you are new to hypnosis or a long-time mindless subject, I think you will learn something new. The full list of suggestions is in the description, as always. The goal is to create empowered subjects with enough agency over their minds that they can safely give control over to another person in further and deeper ways than they could before. If you have not already listened to parts 1 and 2 in this series, titled Turning Off and Assume Best Intentions, respectively, then I would highly recommend that you stop this recording and go back to listen to part 1 and then part 2. As today's lesson will be building on the materials we covered before. For now, since this is about hypnosis, let us begin by hypnotizing you. The process is as easy as always. Simply focus, listen, and follow along. That's right. Let yourself relax and nestle into our little conversation. Make yourself cozy, shut off outside distractions, and just focus, listen, and follow along. Take a nice, slow, gentle breath in. Good. Now let it go. Just keep breathing. Slowly and gently now. And as we live our lives, there are many teachers we encounter. And when you meet a teacher who was very wise and who taught you an important lesson, then you know it would be very wise to listen to the teacher again, to simply focus, listen, and follow along with the lesson, looking forward to learning more about science, society, sex, sensuality, submission, and quite a bit about yourself and your mind, if you make the wise decision to once again focus, listen, and follow along, letting yourself sink back down into a receptive trance, ready for learning. And you may recall my teacher, who taught me how to hypnotize someone without any words at all. Now this teacher was known for making hypnosis recordings, much like the one you are listening to right now, and his recordings were designed to help you become a better subject. He taught his subjects that in hypnosis, try often means fail, and that you should always feel very good when the hypnotist says, good. One might say he taught me to be a subject before he taught me to be a hypnotist. Perhaps you can imagine what it was like to be me, listening to a series of hypnosis recordings that condition the listener to be a better hypnotic subject, finding it easier and easier to sink into a deeper and deeper trance for that hypnotist with every part in the series. How quickly the listener begins to sink and re-enter trance when it all becomes so familiar and cozy. Perhaps you can imagine what it's like to have an experience like that one. And in life, one has many teachers. And different teachers teach you different lessons. and sometimes those lessons overlap. And some teachers teach you study skills that you learn in any class you take, no matter who the teacher is. And some teachers are called coaches. And I had a coach who was called a physical therapist. And my physical therapist taught me how to walk again after an injury. And the exercises she coached me in strengthened all the muscles I needed for walking. When I got back to walking, it used the same muscles I used for the exercises I'd learned, even though none of the exercises involved any walking. And when a bodybuilder lifts 200-pound dumbbells, she can use those same muscles to lift her groceries or to carry a mattress up some stairs. And sometimes, people choose to watch movies that they know will make them feel afraid or scared, and they're choosing to experience those emotions when they watch those movies. That's why they chose to watch those movies. Sometimes, perhaps, you choose to watch a movie that is very romantic, and you allow yourself to feel attracted to the actors on the screen, just for the duration of the movie. And if you are watching a romantic movie, or engrossed in a romantic novel, you might find yourself really empathizing with the main character as they fall deeply in love, feeling their attraction to the love interest as if it were your own. But when you put down the book or end the movie, you know that you are not truly in love with that fictional character, but perhaps you find it easy to transfer those feelings to your date, a partner, or someone else it's more appropriate to feel those feelings towards. This transference is why people see romantic movies on dates, to evoke those feelings. And sometimes you listen to a hypnosis recording, and you let yourself feel completely submissive and obedient to the hypnotist, even though you have never spoken to that hypnotist, and probably never will. And you may have heard that when you fill your heart with love, it expands and grows larger. Your capacity to love increases the more you love in life. And sometimes you meet someone who makes you fall in love with them, only for them to break your heart and disappoint you. But then, someday, you fall in love again, and you love the next person all the better for the experiences you had before. And your heart is a muscle about the size of your fist, and it pumps warm blood throughout your entire body, and all of your muscles are controlled by your brain. And your brain is made of millions of neural connections, tying together thoughts and memories and actions and emotions into a spiderweb of electric signals. And the more you practice something, the better you get at it. The more you do something, the more those neural connections strengthen. The more you indulge in any emotion, the more that emotion connects to more parts of your brain, and the stronger you feel that emotion when you feel it, whatever that feeling may be. And I want you to imagine that you have another muscle, a muscle that exists in your mind, and as the heart loves, this other muscle submits, realizing now all the similarities your feelings of submission have in this way. Realizing that this submissive muscle is yours, and you can choose when and how to flex it. Just as you control your biceps, you control your submission. And some people have a coach who helps them strengthen the muscles they want to build stronger. And some people watch pre-recorded workouts with a coach they've never met. And both kinds of workouts make their muscles stronger. Because going into trance and being a good, submissive, hypnotic subject who follows all the hypnotist's wonderful suggestions is as much of a skill as being a hypnotist. And the more you go into trance, the easier it becomes to go deeper. And the more you feel those feelings of submission, the easier it becomes to submit. And the first time you experience a new kind of suggestion, the more effective it becomes the next time you do it. And hypnotists often have their subjects practice responding to trigger words over and over again, just to build that automatic reflex, like the muscles in your knee extending when the doctor hits your knee with a mallet. And in some countries, the honorific used for a doctor is the same one used for a teacher, and most professors have doctorates. And sometimes, a hypnotist or dominant might make you feel so very submissive towards them. They might make you feel like they have a particularly strong grip on the reins of your mind, more than you've ever felt before. They might even posture like these feelings are unique to this particular hypnotist, that it was their own power that made you feel this way. But you know, by now, that hypnosis is something that happens in your mind. The suggestions are being created by your mind. So you now realize that the feelings of submission and obedience are also being created within your own mind. Submission, suggestibility, trance, hypnosis, obedience, and pleasure are all, in a sense, muscles that you make stronger and stronger the more you use them. A very talented coach might help a bodybuilder become very strong, but she still has all those muscles if she starts working with another coach. She uses the same muscles on the weight machines as she does on the free weights. The same is true for you and your submission to powerful, compelling hypnosis. You can build the strength of your submission with one dominant, hypnotist, or play partner, or even a recording, and then flex those muscles and submit just as much to another dominant, hypnotist, or play partner. Those feelings can be as strong as you want them to be, and you can flex them as hard as you want to, and with anybody you want to feel that way with. You can go into trance so easily for a hypnotist that you have gone under for 1,000 times. And you can go into trance just as easily for a hypnotist you are playing with for the very first time. It's all the same muscles, the same reflexes, the same neural connections. And you can realize that when you fill your mind with submission, your capacity to submit expands and grows larger. Your capacity to submit increases the more you submit. And you can realize that when the submission muscle is used and exercised, it grows stronger and stronger, and it becomes so much easier to submit even more than ever before, when it is appropriate to do so. Perhaps at one time, it felt like a challenge just to go into trance and become completely suggestible to the words of the hypnotist. But over time, it is simply as automatic as breathing. So even if you no longer play with the dominant you felt the most submissive towards in life, having been that submissive to them before makes it easier to submit to the next one just as much. And you know, from the last time we spoke, that you can modify or disable suggestions in your own mind. Suggestions, as we learned before, are switches that you can turn on and off in your mind. Even if one hypnotist taught you how to turn that switch on, you can always turn it on yourself without that particular hypnotist. The suggestion is a muscle that you are flexing. even if a hypnotist tells you that a suggestion is exclusive to that particular hypnotist, you can modify that suggestion to work with anyone who you want it to work for. It is your mind. You can direct your feelings of submission towards anybody you want. You can start and stop feeling submissive towards anybody you want whenever you want. Your submission is a gift that you give to the right person, someone who wants it and who will treat you well as their submissive, someone who respects your consent and your boundaries, and who wants to dominate you like the easy, obedient submissive you are. It's so easy to submit when it's time to submit. It's so easy to obey when it's time to obey. It's so easy to realize that you can transfer these feelings of submission to the right person to obey. You know that you can ignore or modify suggestions that you do not want to follow. If you were listening to a hypnosis recording and a hypnotist you don't know told you that you belong to them and feel submissive towards them, your unconscious mind can, if you'd like, revise those suggestions to refer to anybody you'd like, such as a partner or a hypnotist that you already play with. You are working out those muscles with this recording, but you can flex those muscles towards anybody you'd like. You have the power to submit as much as you want to anybody it feels good and right to submit to. You can even submit to yourself, whatever that means to you. Submission, obedience, suggestibility, and susceptibility to hypnosis are your skills as a subject and are indicative of how good of a hypnotic subject you are, just as much as inductions, deepeners, and suggestions are for the hypnotist. The hypnotist might be your coach, but you are the bodybuilder. Your submission, obedience, suggestibility, and susceptibility to hypnosis belong to you. They are something that you should be proud and feel good about. They bring you joy, and you choose when and how and to whom you will submit, obey, and allow to control your mind. A well-trained pet is still a well-trained pet, even if they find a new home and a new master. You still know all the tricks you learned before, and you can adapt them to the wishes of your new dominant. Just like every lesson I have taught you, this is not truly a hypnotic suggestion. This is how hypnosis has always worked all along. This has always been the way your mind works. You just might only be learning it for the first time now, as though you were having a series of epiphanies, profound new understandings that change the way you think. And this is a good lesson to learn. Knowing that your submission is a muscle special to you, that you can flex for whoever you want, means you are free to submit deeply and fully to anyone you feel good and safe about submitting to. It allows for deeper submission every time, without having to start from scratch with every new partner. It allows you to have more fun with more people by bringing your favorite suggestions with you, even if you leave an old hypnotist in your past. It means if a hypnotist ever hurts you, or breaks your trust, or breaks your heart, that you are free to leave them and can bring with you all of your favorite feelings and suggestions to use again with someone more trustworthy, someone more deserving of your absolute and total submission and obedience. Yes, yes, after these lessons, you now realize that having agency as a subject gives you the agency to submit as much as you want in better ways than you could without it. And some students take notes during a lecture, while others let it simply sink into their unconscious mind, trusting that anything important will be sure to stick. And some say the note-takers are the wiser ones, and others say the note-taking distracts from the lesson. And you know the notes for this session are all available in the description box, and that means you have the best of both worlds, the conscious and the unconscious methods of learning. And your conscious mind can absorb and remember the lessons I taught your conscious mind. And your unconscious mind can absorb and remember the lessons I taught your unconscious mind. And you trust your unconscious mind can do a very good job of working with you in the future. And at the end of class, all the students grab their bags and file out of the room and proceed to their next class with a different professor, who they will be just as attentive and receptive to as the ones they learned from before. And you can find yourself drifting back up to the surface, fully coming back out of trance, looking forward to whatever you will do with the rest of your day or night, knowing that the more you learn about hypnosis and your unconscious mind, the more powerful of a hypnotic subject you will be, the more powerful you can experience suggestions when you know that you have the power to open yourself fully to hypnosis every time, with any hypnotist, as much as you want to, regardless of who you've played with before. Surfacing now, waking up, with 1, becoming aware of the room around you, 2, becoming aware of your body, 3, thinking your own thoughts again, 4, moving your body, and 5, wide awake, wide awake. I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. This was the 3rd and final part in my planned trilogy of lessons on subject agency. If you enjoyed this series, I would love to hear your positive feedback wherever it was you found these recordings. It's comments from listeners that motivate content creators like me to keep going, and it helps us know what you like and what you want to see more of. All of my content can be found on my co-host as Mutt, M-U-T-T, on my Soundgasm as Mutt Hypno, or even on Warp My Mind as Jackal Mutt, which perhaps is a good place to find recordings that try to make you the property of an untrustworthy stranger who you will probably never speak to in your life, but now, you know, you can just take those feelings and direct them towards someone more suitable. I hope you have a good rest of your day or night, and thank you for listening. Goodbye.